Hey, Sean, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing?
Hey, what's good, Daniel? Everything good? You?
Nah, everything's great, man. The countdown to Friday's back on, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just got another client on this Google Guarantee right now, so I'm actually filling it out as I'm talking to you. I didn't want to miss our appointment, though, you know?
So. Another client that you got for Google Guarantee?
Yeah, for a home inspection vertical out of Phoenix, man. So he's pumped about it.
My supervisor, they got me coming to the shop today. Cause, I don't know. Not today, tomorrow. They want me to come up there. So I was going to go up there today. I didn't get to go up there last week to get it, but he said he wanted me to come over there tomorrow. So I'm like, ain't no need to make two trips. So, yeah, I definitely got to see him and get my card. Because I was going to actually get it, like I said, today, but he's like, just come up there Tuesday.
No worries.
Fucking supervisor annoyed the hell out of me, bro.
Yeah, I remember you told me, man. I got a good one, man. He's pretty cool, you know? My supervisor is pretty cool. His name's Christian Hernandez, man. He's like, because I've had some bad ones in the past, you know, so I know exactly what you're talking about, but it's so important when, you know, they're not always on your case and, like, you know, like, come on, man, like, I know what I'm doing.
This kid, this is bad, bro. I'm like, man, my old supervisor, where I came from, total opposite, bro. He the best, man. Very intelligent guy and everything. This dude, like, man, I just wish, like, he fucking quit tomorrow or something.
And it's great he has your card, man, so you're like, I don't need that thing, bro.
Okay, let me tell you, bro, I told the fucking lady, I was like, yo, I told the payroll girl. And when I was like, oh, what's your PIN number, playing around? She said, I'll put your card in your supervisor. I said, don't get that shit to him. I don't want to fucking go see that guy. She put on his fucking desk anyway.
Oh, man. Should have just gave it to
him. I have no choice. I don't care. My fucking supervisor, bro. I don't like that nigga, man. I mean, sometimes he okay, but like he used to be a tech, and now he became supervisor, and he's just a douchebag, bro.
Right.
He just is. Like, I had a customer. I don't know if it's about that. I'll let you know tomorrow and call, but I don't know if it's about that or what it is, but he probably gonna talk dumb shit. I'm like, dude, I got, like, 4 more months before I be officially in the union. I'm already in the union.
Right. But, so you're golden.
Yeah. Yo, you said the exact words that the other guy said. The other guy I'm cool with. So he's like, dude, 4 more months and you're fucking golden, bro. Fucking guy gets you, man. Does this guy, he get, yeah, I don't care for this guy at all, man. And sometimes I want to blow up on him. But the thing is, like, I gotta remember I have a family, a daughter. Even though I have my own business too, it's cool. But of course, the more money you make, the better and all that. And that's a really good company I work for. I be wanting to curse this fucking guy out, man.
Yeah, just wait 4 months, man, and then tell him what's up, you know?
Yeah.
If you even need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's crazy people like that everywhere, you know.
I know. I'm like, how the hell did this guy get a supervisor? Because a year ago, a year and a half ago, he was a supervisor. About close to 2 years ago. But I don't know. Some way he got. And I heard it was another tech that had a chance to become supervisor too. And he told the guy, yo, let's just wait, man. I think he said, like, let's just wait. So the other guy was like, all right, well, we can wait. And when the other guy agreed to wait, he wouldn't have put his application in for the supervisor position. So he made sure he could get it before the other guy.
That's crazy, man.
He's fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy, man, for sure. But you know what, man? Those it always goes around, comes around type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
you don't see people like that, man. The other guy got in too to be a supervisor, but I think he got more seniority with that part now because he got in before. And that's why he did it like that.
Right. Might have been a blessing in disguise for your friend too, man. Cause like, I don't know, I've been a supervisor before and I hated it, man. I was like, I like to just do my own thing, get like my stuff done, right? Like I don't want to manage like you and you and you and you, you know, I'm like, I'm good on all that, man. Like even football, man, I coach football and I've got offered like, you know, like head coaching of the freshmen, and I'm like, I'm not trying to do that, man. I coach offensive line, you know? Like, let me get those boys right, man. I'll get done what you want, you know? Like, yeah, I'm cool and all. I ain't trying to be Bill Belichick, man. Yeah.
I know.
For sure.
No.
All right, I got this guy's notes all done. So I'm going to put you in tomorrow, right, you said? Or
yeah.
What do you think's better? All right, so 6:30
Yeah, because tomorrow – definitely got to go up there to Marcus. If you want me to come up, so I have no choice. After I have to do my first dive and go up, but yeah, I probably can even call you too. Like, I have your number too to call you maybe before or when I leave it, let you know what's going on, or at the same time because I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like this time is really good for you. I'm gonna call the hold on because I have a 6 o'clock, so I'm gonna call you at I'm gonna put you in for 6:45. I'll shoot for 6:30 though. Okay, but either way, I'll definitely get you in. I might be a little late calling you, though. Just a heads up, okay?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, because I just got an appointment right ahead of you, but that one should be – let me see what this thing is, man. Yeah, he's signing up a new account, too. So yeah, I'll put you in for 6:45, but I'll shoot for 6:30, you know? Either way, I'll get to you, brother.
Okay.
All right,
no,
and let's see. Do you have any questions for me, or we're starting? I have all the notes in here, so you found out Bird's Eye, they're doing the SEO for you, so we're going Google Guarantee only on this, right? Starting out.
Yeah, I might do the other one too. I just had to speak with. I actually had someone call me from Google today, and I was like, "Wow, that made me happy." Because I said, "How do you hear about it?" She said, "Google." I said, "Wow, it must be working because now." I got 13 reviews, so I guess that just helps out. The more 5 stars I'm getting, Google is starting to recommend.
Yeah, no, the reviews and on the Google Guarantee profile, too, it's really important. That's why we boost those up for you, you know, or help you with that as well. Like, we're going to give you a link that you can use just for your Google Guarantee profile. But, yeah, you don't want to pay for the same thing twice with the SEO. So I'd rock Google Guarantee only with us. It's the best product Google has, too, by far. And then if you wanted us to take over the SEO in the future, all you got to do is let me know. But I think you'll be happy enough with what the Google Guarantee is bringing in, you know?
Okay, yeah. And then, like the best thing I like about the Google Guarantee is that you can pick what you want, the category. Like,
yes.
Sometimes I'd be like, oh, another fucking dishwasher, man. I don't care. I'll pick them, but... You know, I don't care for them. So I don't want, like, dryers, maybe, like, washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, you know. But certain shit, I'm like, oh, man. You know, like, I probably won't put no microwaves up there for a while.
I don't even think microwaves was a category on it, right? Let me see. Hold on. Where is it? Appliance. Maybe it was. Hold on. Dang it. Why isn't this alphabeticalized, man? It's crazy. Here it is. Appliance. Oh, there it is. I was like, what the heck's going on? Yeah, they don't even have microwave on there. So appliance repair, it has dishwasher, dryer, freezer, garbage disposal, refrigerator, stove, cooktop, oven, washer, and then other. I guess you could put the microwaves for the other category, right? But, yeah, you just turn on what you want, man. So if you want, you know, refrigerators all that day, you just turn the fridges on, you know, and you leave everything else off. And what's cool, too, like if a dishwasher came through while you had it off, that's considered an unqualified lead you're not charged for, you know? So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So that doesn't happen often, though, because I'm not going to want my dishwasher repaired and search refrigerator repairs.
You know? So, oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I guess it could happen, you know?
you need the SEO to do that while the Google guarantee is running, because it's like wasting money.
So SEO is great, right? The search engine optimization, because here's the thing. You're in a position to generate your own leads. Like, you're not paying per click, per call, per lead. You just have your subscription that you pay through your SEO company, right? Like Bird's Eye. Google Guarantee, though, it's the bad thing about SEO is, like, let's say you got zero calls that month, you still pay your subscription fee. Like, Google Guarantee, though, like, you pay only for qualified leads that come through. So it's not like if zero leads happen, you would pay $0. So it's the best product Google has, for sure, you know? And then they have, I don't know if you've heard of Google Ads before, but that one's pay-per-click. So every time you're clicked on, it takes from your budget. And they raise their prices on that stuff too, man. It's like $5 to $10 per click on the Google Ads section. So it can like skyrocket on you fast. But Google Guarantee, it's not a click. It has to be either an appointment or a price inquiry made in order for you to be charged for that lead, you know? So it's the best program you could get into in Google, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got you in tomorrow 6:45, but I'll shoot for 6:30, you know, and then you can always call me too if you have any questions, Sean, or if you want to get it started sooner. When you call in though, if I'm on the phone with another client, I always call you back as soon as I'm off the phone. Okay?
Okay. And how long you said application take again? Probably like an hour.
No, to fill it out, it usually, you could get it knocked out in like 10 minutes. It's pretty quick, you know? But the application to submit it, okay, the background check takes 3 weeks. So as long as everything checks and goes through correctly, you're looking at about 3 to 4 weeks. What we send you in writing is the whole process could take 4 to 8, but it's usually around 3 to 4 before it's done. You just want to be on top of everything and get it all submitted.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that'll work.
All right, perfect. So, all right, so I'll talk to you tomorrow, all right? You have a great rest of your day, Sean, or night.
All right.
All right, sir. Good talking to you. All right, bye.
You too. Yep.